What's up, boys? I hope you are having an incredible day. Just a reminder that we drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to our podcast ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
So, your sack looks incredible. Holy shit, is that real?
You're going to catch yourself some syphilis and maybe a shank.
Did you not check Twitter? I'm at 100K.
I feel like I don't even want to talk about it.
I mean, I had to go to therapy sessions for our relationship, but...
Delanie Walker is one of my favorite teammates of all time. It's not what he said, it's how he said it.
I would go in and grab a cold hot dog out of a packet and dip it in applesauce. What pisses me off about it is no one seems to get it.
I kind of like it. I kind of like reading.
You know whose birthday it is this week?
I'll take the spankings.
I feel like you need a little more out of that.
Yeah, we got into it this week.
Thoughts and prayers to Taylor for being a little tattletale bitch. It's kind of quiet right now. I don't know.
You're talking, so we're all paying attention.
You know, the boy, good luck in training camp. We're not going to get to see it for a while. It's been a great time.
It's been an absolute pleasure, boy.
Your sack looks incredible. Holy shit. Is that real?
I wanted, after you said I'm on my way, I wanted to be like, are you in your trunks?
Well, I don't have the trunks. I thought you said it was all up to here.
Oh, are the trunks here?
I never took them with me.
Oh, okay. Then the trunks are out there if you want to put them on.
We, okay.
I just know you got to work out of one.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go ahead and sit down? There you go. Hey. Hey, you know whose birthday it is this week?
Oh, I know, yeah.
Everybody take turns for some spankings,
no,
dude?
No, dude, I fucking dare you guys.
Oh, you don't want the spankings. You're against the tradition. You're against the traditions.
No, I'll take the spankings.
Close the door.
Yeah, fucking boss already running his goddamn mouth.
What is it with him, dude?
I don't know.
He's got a weird Twitter presence about him lately, too. We've talked about, though. Love Delanie Walker, one of my favorite players of all time to play with. I'll say that out loud. Were we going to talk about that first?
No, not first. Not first. We got house cleaning.
Well, I think there's a couple of big things happening this week. The boys are getting put in Chevys.
The boys are getting put in Chevys, baby.
Cannot wait for you guys to see the clip of how they're trying to describe to me and Will what kind of vehicles they are going to put us in.
Before we get into it, this episode is brought to you by Chevy Silverado. Shout out the boys, the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. The Silverado is strong, advanced, dependable, hardworking, gritty, determined, reliable. Just like the people who drive them, you. The design is big, bold, and commanding. Speaking of big, bold, and commanding, I'm not going to say what truck you're in, but the boy's in a banger truck.
Yeah, it is a banger, isn't it?
It is. It'll kink your neck, all that good stuff we always joke about.
Yeah.
A partner with grin determination. Anything is possible with the Silverado. Taylor, what all can you do in the Silverado?
Well, I'm so glad you asked us. There's so many things you can do. You can do tailgating, you can do hauling, you can do towing. You can do off-roading if you want, because they're durable like that. You can do some a moving day if you want to help somebody out. You know, the boys, we're not big movers. We're not big manual labor guys, but if you want to do it and you want to help a buddy out, that's people helping people, and that's always powerful stuff.
Mm.
We got help out your friend or family member. Okay, well, looks like they already touched that. And then road trips. Obviously, if you want to go across country, if you're in Tennessee and you're thinking, I want to go to Cali, I want to see the ocean, I want to see the West Coast, nothing's going to get you there faster, more reliably than the Chevy Silverado.
Go to a dealership near you, tell them the boy sent you. And speaking of that, we have somebody who has done that.
Oh, shit.
The old boy, what's his name? Brandon M. So what's his?
Candyman 26
with a K.
Hey, that man definitely has himself a little ice cream truck. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you were on the pod. Jelly Roll's little cover-ups was like ice cream trucks. That's how he sold drugs out
of there. Oh, yeah. I saw that clip, and you're like, every drug dealer's now pissed off because you're outing
Brandon Hem's pissed, but he's got himself a new Silverado. Who can be mad at a new Silverado?
Exactly. Brandon said, got a new Silverado today, told them the boy sent me, and they gave me a free trailer hitch. So go to your local Chevy dealer and let them know the boy sent you, and they're going to hook you up, dude.
With a free trailer hitch, dude. All that hauling and towing and helping your buddies out, it's that much easier. You can't do that without a trailer hitch.
Yeah.
Taylor Hitch? I'm here. I'm hitching.
But yeah, the boys are getting in Chevys, dude. And the spot we're going to is Freeland.
Freeland Chevrolet.
Freeland Chevrolet in Nashville. Beautiful. It's amazing. I cannot wait for you guys to see the clip.
There's a guy there. Don't hold it against him. He went to Michigan State. But the day we showed up, he was wearing blue pants and a maize shirt.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Your classic...
You know, he was talking... He's like a boss.
Yeah.
He was talking trash.
Yeah.
About me probably
in his group
football.
Chat, like, oh, yeah. Taylor Wan's coming. I'm gonna what are you going to do to him? I'm going to say this.
How's this going to go down?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, what you going to say to him? And I forgot his name. What's his name? You guys don't know. What was his name?
Mr. Freeland.
Mr. Freeland. But he's like, you know, what are you going to say, John? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Oh, I'm going to tell him to fuck off. You know what I'm going to say?
I'm going to let him know the Spartans own run Michigan.
We run Michigan.
Yeah.
He was so nice and polite.
Taylor walks in, you know, if I'm not rooting for Michigan one time out of the year, and it's the time you play the Spartans. The classic line.
Once a year. So the guy put his sword in his back pocket, dude.
Yeah.
Great guy. Phenomenal guy. One guy's been working there for, 22 years?
Yeah.
He said he started. His first job was there, and he just started.
Yeah, now he's the GM.
Yeah.
Shout out to GM.
Shout out to GM of Freeland Chevrolet.
Yeah.
But Freeland boys, if you're looking for us, any Chevy dealership will do. Any single one you go to, you pick your poison, right? It's like catching, you just put your hands in the air and go get one, right? But if you want to go to a place that the boys have been, that the boys looked at and said, this place rips.
We know where the people, they're helping people, and they know when you say the boy sent you, they're going to know where it came from. Yeah. You go to Freeland.
They like your tone there.
Right.
They feel you out. Yep. It's a beautiful thing. They had a beautiful Corvette in there, though, that was catching my eye.
I know.
It gave me a kink.
Yeah, I know. You got a kink.
I caught
quick.
The kink on the Corvette. Not a chance in hell I'd fit in that thing. But Freeland Chevrolet, dude. Freeland Chevrolet rips.
But they're hooking the boy up, and then they just... We won't tell you. You got to go watch the Under the Hood this week on our YouTube channel, and you got to subscribe to that channel and leave a bunch of comments. Leave a bunch of comments.
All of them. Leave all the comments. Right, that's how the algorithm... Let's hide in plain sight. How does the algorithm work? So that these tier ones, two tiers, and tier threes can really just send us to the moon.
I don't know how exactly it works, but I know if you're commenting and you're leaving a bunch of comments and you're kind of doing that thing, it kind of hypes the train. It puts the video in front of more eyes, in front of more ears.
Wow.
So you hook the boys up a little bit more. Alex, do you have any behind enemy lines information on hacking
the algorithm? The more engagement, the better. Watch the whole videos. Make sure you're sharing the videos with friends. Make sure you're in those comments, having conversations, making friends,
Friends in the comments.
Whatever.
That'd be nice.
I've seen in live chat, sometimes people just start becoming friends.
Yeah.
I was in a live chat when Bustin' with the Boys went live the other day while you were with Peters, and it seemed like we all wanted the same thing for Brian to move. We all want to be.
Yeah, I heard you got a hashtag going.
Oh, did I?
Didn't you?
I kind of dipped after a while.
They started going.
Yeah, see, this is the boys. Hey, listen, hold on. I don't want to.
That's what it was.
They're not wrong right now. Boss knows his talent level. You know, he's the guy you pay, and he knows how talented he is, so he can kind of talk back, and the coach and the GM can't really say nothing.
They're like,
he's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's solid.
Dude, afterwards, too, we were filming the bus stop. We'll get into the bus stop stuff in a second, but he just out of nowhere comes up. He's like, oh, we're on live.
Yeah,
like God damn
you
got to
give an insurance policy there. You got to say, hey, listen, sign on the dotted line. You're going to be covered. But just so you know, we're going to be live in a second.
So I got in the chat too, watched the Instagram live, and I just started saying Fire Blas Hernandez, like hashtag Fire Blas.
Yeah.
He's got a niche, a little fan base. Niche, whatever it is.
I think it's said both ways. Spelled the same way, but said different ways.
You had a couple people biting back. Like, no, fuck you, Will. Keep Blas. Like, okay, shit. I guess this is Blas's podcast.
Yeah, this is Blas's shit out here. Blas been doing that shit out there. He is kind of low-key stealing fans.
Yeah, he
is. He's low-key stealing that shit.
Hey, bus stop.
Yeah.
Should we talk about it?
I'd love to. Do you want to go? Do you want to go? Because you know more, but I'd like to.
Yeah, I know. I like to paint the picture. I know you do, and you do a great job. Go ahead.
Okay, so listen. I really got nothing. So listen. For the longest time.
Start with picking with the. Okay, yeah. No, never mind. You're doing it right.
Okay. Completely lost my train of thought. It's okay. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be fine. For the longest time, Nashville has conquered the country music scene, right? And as we've grown, as we were little babies and gotten older, Nashville's gone from this place where Broadway was where hookies and boot barns were, right? 10 years ago, you're at Broadway, you're going to catch yourself some syphilis and maybe a shank. It was one of those, you're either getting one or the other or both maybe, you know?
Yeah.
Now we're developing. Nashville is going skyrocketing. Everyone, when I tell people I live in Nashville, they're hyped up. They're like, oh, I went there for a bachelor. Oh, I went there for a bachelorette party. Oh, it's the most fun place ever. Now people just think, Nashville's just a country music place.
Right.
Here's the deal. Nashville is now boom, boom, boom. You see Jelly Roll over here.
Melting pot.
Yeah. White Boy Rapist. We got everything out here. We are where it's a very diverse music group going on here. So the boys with the platform that we have, the awesome crew we have behind the cameras, had a thought, had a plan, had an idea, had a journey, had a mission. And that mission was the bus stop. Now, the bus stop originally was going to be a bar.
But how did the bus stop start? How did we do it last year? It was Picking with the Boys.
Yeah, we did Picking with the Boys. So right. A couple of people would come on with an acoustic. They'd play their own single. Would they ever do, they would just put their own songs.
They'd right? just play on the bus.
Play their own songs right. and that type of thing. Now, listen, we took that. We buried it. We it was a little seed. We put it in the ground. We watered it. And now is flourishing, blooming is the bus stop.
Right.
It's a top-notch production. It's going to be outstanding. It's a Bus Stop WTB, right? That's the Instagram handle?
Follow us on Bus Stop WTB.
Bus Stop WTB. Now, I get a little nervous when you start doing extra pages because Bus with the Boys has a hell of a following now, right? Those tier ones, two tiers, two threes have really done a lot for us. Mm-hmm. Now we have a new journey ahead of us, the Bus Stop WTB.
Yeah.
We said one little thing about it. I think we hit like 3,200 followers.
Solid.
Solid.
We have 3,200 tier ones.
We have 3,200 tier ones. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Now, let's get these tier twos involved. Because these tier twos, they're really the middlemen, the point men between the tier ones and tier threes.
Yes.
They help those tier threes become tier twos. And gradually, as they do that, they become tier ones.
Yeah.
Bus Stop WTB. It's going to be a fabulous production. We have amazing artists. We're doing it seasonally. Oh, we have 4,500 now.
The boys
Holy
are rolling.
Shit.
And we do got to shout out Brad and Chase. What's the management company? TBD? TBD management. They've been helping put all this visioning together.
They are the backbone of this nation's country right now. The way they've handled everything.
I love it, dude. You fired me up.
What was that from? The Will Ferrell movie.
I don't know what you pulled.
This nation's. No, I don't think I pulled it. I think it was just I fucked up the entire line. This nation's.
Either way,
country,
it's your line now.
I love how things just brush over Will. I just said things totally bad there. That's okay, though.
I'm a high man. I'm next to you. It sounded good.
Yeah, Taylan heard that, it'd be over.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Taylan.
Yeah.
Feeding Nashville. We can pivot.
We're doing a concert. Well, are we done with Bus Stop WTB?
Do we have anything else to say on it to add? Okay. Great job, Alex.
Alex is back and things are really coming back together.
Because JP, he wouldn't have fucking handled shit there.
No.
He'd have been back there clicking. He wouldn't have said a goddamn
Boss
word.
Boss is too busy tweeting at his 16 fans.
Yeah.
Letting them know, hey, we're taking down
and we'll
the
be like,
hey,
the can we get
crew.
That pulled up? And JP's, yeah, hang on one second.
Yeah, no, no shit.
Yeah.
Hey, it was a shit show when you were gone, Alex. It was an absolute shit show. Listen.
Anyway,
are we doing Bus Stop?
They'll start rolling out in August. They're going to be the production is high quality, like
it's
Taylor
so
said.
So nice.
Intimate. They're going to be close up on the hands. It's going to be like, you know, NPR's Tiny Desk, but fucks. That's what it's going to be. I know, Garrett, you said we need to stop doing the whole credit thing, blah, blah, blah.
What's
but we
credit
do,
thing?
He just
oh, like giving.
It's not you. He's more so me. He's like, will you always mention like where you get the inspiration or the credit from?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll do a better job of that. Like making it okay. We're the originators of it.
Yeah. Well, the bus stop is an original idea with a
correct, but there's
with
inspiration
a foundation of stealing
the inspiration. Yeah, it comes from the concept of like you know that I won't even say it.
TD.
Yeah. But yeah, go follow Bus Stop WTB. Feeding
comes
Nashville.
Out in August. Another thing that comes out in August. It's a beautiful thing. Listen, so my wife and Haley Hubbard, Tyler Hubbard's wife, they had a vision. They also had a dream and a journey to follow. And that came after Nashville had to deal with the tornadoes. Shortly after that came the COVID experience that we've all had to deal with for the last, 2 years now.
Yeah.
And
even the electricity outage where it was just, you know, trees were falling down from a storm and then over 100,000 people are out with electricity.
Over 100,000 people. So Haley Taylan started this thing called Feeding Nashville. Feeding Nashville is a way, if you guys want to donate, I think it's feedingnashville.com. You can go there, you can donate and keep this whole train running because that's how we do it. That's people helping people and that's powerful stuff. They had an idea of how do we get food into people's hands that need food? And there wasn't this, you got to go through this, you got to put down, you got to write a bunch of shit down, and then it's looked at by a heavier set lady behind a desk for a while and approves you or doesn't approve you. This thing is come as you are. If you're hungry, you need a meal, come get it, right? Honor system. That's what we're doing. Your boy didn't grab a meal there. I had food, but somebody who needed food, they will need to come get their food, right? Because it's an honor system thing. Now, when I was looking at it, there looked like a couple of nice little snacks out there, but I didn't
It's also like healthy food, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like it's like whole food,
eat
everything like
Mats
that.
Eat has gotten behind all that. Ryan from Eat Placemats has dominated the whole thing, and he's got a great team behind him. And those guys are also, we're also given jobs. Obviously, the restaurant market suffered quite a bit during COVID-19. Well, I don't think this was ever expected. I don't think this is ever going to happen. August 3rd, we are having a concert. That's Thomas. It's going to have Thomas Rhett, Florida Georgia Line, Maren Morris, Russell Dickerson, Lily Rose, Lauren Elena.
Lauren Elena.
God, Lauren, I am so sorry. It's not your last name. It's your boy spelling errors. I just can't do it. But August 3rd, First Bank Amphitheater. The cool thing about this is it's like its own set amphitheater. If you haven't been there before, it hasn't even been built yet. It's going to be fighting the deadline to even get to August 3rd. And in the background, it's stone background, really keeps the acoustics in. Beautiful amphitheater. The two people that started, their names are escaping me right now, have done an amazing job of really turning this into a true, beautiful event. And it's going to be awesome. It's in Franklin, Tennessee. Doors are going to open at 5:30 and the show starts at 7 p.m. The fun thing, the exciting thing about this also is Bustin' with the Boys is a presenting sponsor. I think we can give a clap on that. Now, your boy's going to camp this week, and you know, during camp, for those
hang on before you start.
I was going to keep talking about it.
Okay, I didn't know. Yeah, I thought you were transitioning.
No, I wasn't
going to camp. The knee's feeling good. We just started. Now we're talking about the season.
No. So the deal with the live concert is your boy's going to camp this week. Well, Bustin' with the Boys as presenting sponsors, we're going to have a couple bits in there. We're going to be doing a couple things in between shows, right? It's not just going to be a dark little screen. Yeah. People looking at their phones. It's going to be a nice little fun thing. Will might be singing a song. I don't know. I don't want to give anything out. Will might be on stage, though. Your boy not going to be there.
We'll see.
I'm going to be there in spirit.
But you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. They're on sale. Again, the concert's on August 3rd. It'll be in Franklin, Tennessee. All that stuff. Show at 7 p.m. But yeah, shout out Feeding Nashville.
Feeding Nashville really does rip, dude. They've done an amazing job. But yeah, what other housekeeping items do we have?
Do we have any ads?
No. Before we do the ads, we got to keep this housekeeping thing going because it's blatantly sitting right next to me. Do you guys see how amazing Will Compton looks right now? The guy looks like he invented losing virginities, dude. You look amazing. You look so good. You got your dad hat on. You got the full jumpsuit. I don't know what starts and what finishes, but I'll tell you what. I don't know what it is. Listen, Will's by no means gifted downstairs, right? Like, it's not like the biggest thing you've ever seen in your life. When I got on this bus, I don't know what it is about the shorts, but it made you look impressive downstairs.
Nice sack on me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
you know what
question.
I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I had a nice sack.
Yeah.
It seemed like you got a nice set down there, bud.
It was sitting perfectly.
The thighs are high. They're higher than we thought.
Way higher than we thought.
Which is good. That's good news. Thighs out. And yeah, you can go get this new merch, Hawaiian shirt, shorts. The shorts are close to selling out.
Are they really?
So if you guys listen to this on Wednesday, you better hurry up and get your ass on the site and get the swimming trunks, because if not, they might already be sold out by then. But the Hawaiian shirts, there's still some of those left. Barstoolsports.com/store. You can get all that there. We've been selling a lot of stuff on this.
Even
the dad hat, dude.
Bloss can't stop it. He can't stop us from being successful.
I know. He's such a fucking hater, dude.
Yeah, he's the biggest fucking hater. And he's inside. On the inside.
I know.
But listen, if you get the shorts and the shorts are almost selling out, you got to do the shirt-short combo. Because you can put shorts, you can put a white t-shirt. It'll go with anything. But this, for me, really does it.
Especially with a good set of shades, too.
And
out
I
in
love
the sun.
How down-buttoned you have.
You like that?
You have the chain
Show
on
the chain
a little bit.
Yeah, bling
I love
it on, it. Flex on them a little
and
bit.
And the hat goes with everything, too. Obviously, the boots.
Speaking of the boots, you guys see these boots? Bustin' with the Boys, Georgia Boot Collab, and that is a great transition to the most comfortable, hardest-working boots in America. Georgia Boot is America's hardest-working boot, and for 80 years, Georgia's been making boots that work as hard as you do. Mm. I walked here in these motherfuckers, dude. That's how hardworking
these things are.
That's
a long
Tough
track.
Enough for your
that's
job, cool enough for everything
your
else.
Your feet are comfortable?
Very comfortable, extremely comfortable. Georgia Boot makes super good-looking and super comfortable boots, so comfortable. I'm not going to take these off all the goddamn day long, dude.
Oh, really?
I swear to God.
All the GD gay day long?
Yeah, because they're going to hold up in any condition without sacrificing any of the comfort.
Wow.
It has the comfort technology of an athletic shoe packed into a great looking boot like these boots right here.
Those boots do look good.
Great looking boots, wildly comfortable at a price you can afford. They're always thinking about the boys who need to afford a nice set of boots. Every time I wear these boots, the boys are always like, hey, Kyle, where are you getting these boots? Georgia Boot, baby. Georgia Boot, shout out the boys. They offer the best work boots, wedges, loggers around, whether you need a waterproof boot, steel toe, soft toe, square toe. I think these might be square toe. Met guard, non-puncher shank, non-slip sole. They've got it. Head over to georgiaboot.com and use code BUSSIN for 20% off. That's BUSSIN for 20% off of the hardest working, most comfortable boots in the goddamn world.
Yeah, that's an ad.
Great pivot too.
I know that was you wonderful. Pointed them out, and it was like I saw Georgia Boot on the thing. Are these not square toe? I saw you shake your head.
They
now.
Look like a rounded toe. I can't. No, they're square toe. I was wrong. Yeah, they're square toe.
I was gonna
Single
say.
Stitch rubber soles. Those are hard.
You got a pair out there.
Love that. I'll put them on right after this. I got here a little late. Otherwise, I'd be dressed in the same outfit as Will.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't love the merch.
Yeah.
I just don't love scheduling my time right.
Right. Pod started at 11. Mm-hmm. I walk on. We've been in the group chat all morning. And usually, like, you know, I'm thinking in my head, this just could be just another situation where Taylor's just messing with me. He's going to call me at probably 11. Hey, what time are we going on the pod again? I'm going to be like, God damn it. Do you not read the group chat? He's going to be like, dude, I'm just fucking kidding. I'm right outside. So I walk on the bus. I'm like, whoop, hope Taylor texts us back at some point. Yeah. We're all like laughing. 11:07, we get a text. Hey, boys, leaving the house now. My apologies. And we just, you know, have a couple chuckles.
It was a long day. Went sick. She got sick after her birthday party.
Really?
Yeah.
She went hard.
She got the coughs. She was going hard.
She went hard at that. Her face paint, dude.
She's got like a 3-day hangover going on right now.
Yeah. Is she actually sick or is it just a hangover?
Yeah, it might be just a hangover, but oh, that fan just.
Ice cream wasted, chocolate wasted. She
was definitely having the time of her life. She had so much fun. It was a good time. Boys played a little spike ball. Overall, I give the party a 4.5.
I would have 100%
agree with that.
100% agree with that. And at the end of the night too, like the way we were just chilling and vibing outside, like nothing better than being in the pool, some food sitting out, couple drinks, not Taylor, he doesn't drink, but the boys having a couple beers, having a good time, relaxing, watching the NBA finals. Dude, it was all time.
Yeah, it sucked that the Suns lost though, because everybody there was from Arizona.
I know, and you were trying to keep Rob.
I was trying to keep the boys high.
Like, hey guys, they're coming back.
Hey, you guys we're only down by 8 now.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. Okay, whatever, Taylor, you fucking loser.
the NFL season.
Yeah. It's coming. It's here, it's right around the corner.
How are you feeling?
Feel anxious. Very excited.
Yeah.
I've never been so excited for a football camp in my entire life. Let me change that. I've never been excited for a football camp in my entire life. and this is the one I'm like so excited for. All and like literally since October. I've taken like maybe 2 weeks off total since October 27th when I had surgery.
Oh, bro, you've been.
It's been a grind.
You've been in it.
Oh, dude, and it's been a fucking roller coaster, too. Not a fun roller coaster, like the one that was made out of wood from the 70s. Heavy drops, hard turns, a little CTE on the end of it. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
A little bit of whiplash.
Yeah.
It's like one
especially
big,
if you're riding
like
in the back.
Chevy commercial. You're just fucking throwing around out there. You know what I'm saying? It's been a wild little ride. So, first time, I've been seeing things like, Taylor's got to stay healthy. Listen, I do have to stay healthy. But this is also the first time I've ever been hurt, like injured.
Yeah.
You know, your boy does roll around a little bit on the floor sometimes, but this is the
even
first
when
time
you
I've
tore your ACL and you're out there, I'm like, oh, God damn it. Let's go.
Just get up.
Yeah. Moving your knee.
I know.
And it's like, oh, he tore his ACL. Oh, shit. Did he really? Well, now I feel bad for my comments earlier.
Yeah, dude, it's been a hell of an experience. I don't know. I feel like in these type of situations, you either get better, you get worse from a mental standpoint.
Yeah.
And I definitely think it was trending down, but now it's definitely, I feel like
oh, 100%.
From a mental standpoint, I'm more solid than I've ever have been.
Yeah. I think like these last, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but like these last, like however many months it's been, how long has it been? Like 8 months?
Yeah, I think so. November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. This is the 9th month.
But I think when you come back out on the other end of this, the boy saying it will knock on wood. Pro Bowl.
Oh, no question.
You're going to look back and you're going to be like, this was one of the things I've needed.
Yeah, it's a defining season for sure.
Right. Like even the ups and downs, it's like you don't know like who you are as a dude, like character wise, unless you like face some hard ass shit.
And yeah.
Up to this point, you've had like a good solid career. Like you said, you've never really been hurt. So you've had to go through some shit and like watching you from afar, even at the times are bad, like, yeah, they're bad. And there's really nothing nobody can really do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I'm fired up for you, bro. If I can say anything, I'm fired up. For you. I really am.
I appreciate that.
And even when, like the other night we were at your house and you showed me your lock screen on, you know, you can flash it, but he's got his stuff that he does on his lock screen. And it fired me up just because like
text messages on here.
You always know what you want to do. You figure out how you want to do it. And this dude has done that all year long. And then you always want to remind yourself why you do it. And he's got it on his lock screen and I got the juices flowing, bro. I was really stoked to see.
Is that a motivational thing? It's more of like a reminder, like, hey, make sure you do these things.
Right. But you see it every day.
Yeah.
You got to see it all the time because day 60, Taylor Wan's not going to feel the same as the one who was excited writing all the programming down.
Yeah.
Listen. You know what I mean? Cause then when it's hard, you see it on your lock screen. You're like, I got to do this shit, even though I kind of don't fucking want to right now.
It's been, I feel like I don't even want to talk about it because at the end of the day, that's all it is. Like I could come like,
absolutely.
Anything can
I got
happen,
you.
Right?
Yep.
And it's in a lot of ways like, yeah, I've had a really good career and this career has been awesome. I feel like I have a lot of playing time left. Just the way my body feels like literally when I was, my legs felt is stronger than it's ever been from a single leg standpoint. Mm-hmm. But like my body in general, there's so many deficiencies I had, whether it was an oblique thing or a flexibility thing in certain areas, that while my leg wasn't able to be strengthened, those are things I was working on.
Yeah.
So I feel, the boys feel a little dangerous right now.
I know. It you know seemed like you learned a lot too.
Yeah. Well, definitely.
Like just like listening, like you guys don't know. So Brian Peters, we did a podcast. That pod's going to come out later, probably in August or something. But Brian's somebody like I kind of look up to from a like from a performance standpoint, taking care of your body and recovery. I'm always texting him and shit like that. But listening to him and Taylor talk, it seems like you've learned a lot this offseason. How is it?
It's a one pump honey blend. Is this Bosses?
Oh, then that one's not. That one's probably not yours.
Is this Bosses?
I got you the same as mine.
Who got the one pump honey blend?
I got them for all the boys, whoever wanted one.
You guys want one pump honey blend? Latte?
I switched it up for Blas on the sugar part just to see what he likes. Because he thought he was a stevia guy, and then I give him a little simple syrup. It's a blend of my bad.
Almond milk, half decaf. Is that yours?
Yeah, I got two of those.
What's the deal? So it's one latte.
Hey, dude, listen, I'm on the app, so I just hit the quantity. I ran it up with four for all the boys.
Well, you know there's five back there, so money. I apologize. One pump honey blend. Oh, these should have been. There you go. So this one's mine for sure.
Yeah.
So this one's definitely mine.
The half calf is I got two of those.
That's okay.
I know we suck at doing the whole like connecting on such a deep personal level, but we were trying to have a moment right there and you kind of just.
It was a deflection.
I know. You're like, oh, really these fucking lattes.
It really was a deflection.
Like, I know we got to do better and we're trying to do better.
No doubt. It is tough being emotional with you.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Because I feel like I can do that with anybody else. Like me and Jack can go in the back room right now and hug each other out.
Yeah, well, I feel like talking about. I feel like talking. Yeah,
no pause.
I feel like talking about this too.
Garrett and Jack into a little.
You still don't want to get into it.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is like, I kind of wanted to just say that. I know you don't want to speculate. You don't want to talk more about it, but more so I just wanted to. You had nice things to say about me and I want to.
Yeah, no, wait till I'm not here.
Okay. Wait till I have the floor myself and then I can get a little, maybe start to cry, feel the little sting in the nostrils a little bit. Like, hang on.
I did feel that sting during that pod, dude.
Yeah.
There was I said I don't really like want to like talk about it because I can go say whatever I want, but at the end of the day, like what's going to happen is what's going to happen.
You still got to go.
It's a cool, I've always done better with like a back against the wall mentality.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, 8 years, three Pro Bowls. But 2019, PED, 2020 ACL, like, it's my career is the shit.
GBOT.
Right now.
That's what you tell me. You're like, hey, to get back on track.
And it's like, I think it's a lot of players there. I think Bloss said it. I fucking hate complimenting the guy, but like, what's that book Winning? The one you said about Conor McGregor? Yeah, how like Conor McGregor is still acting like he's winning. That's why he's not actually winning. And that's the thing, like, you have to have. You have to be able to like be real with yourself. Like, where are you at in your career? Right. And for me, it's like the last 2 years have been terrible. Like
to your standards PED, and everything else.
Yeah. Yes. And then ACL, like that's a good downward slide.
Right. But I just don't want you to get away from like when you were playing and healthy and everything else, you're obviously performing at a very high level.
No. I have no doubt in my mind that I'm going to go back to 2016, 2017, 2018. Right. Like I truly believe I'm going to be a Pro Bowl offensive lineman this year. I don't think that's, to me, I know that's going to happen because I write it in a book every day. I say it every single day. Mm-hmm. I know those things are going to happen. But there is a point where you can't just sit here and say, I'm this, I'm that. Because right now, if you technically looked at it, I'm not this and I'm not that. I'm not the best offensive lineman in the league. I'm not what I know I'm going to be at the end of the season. Because the reality is PED, ACL, and a lot of question marks. Mm-hmm. So it's taking that time. According to Bloss and that quote, living in hell, going through it. And now it's learning how to lose over and over again. So when I do, when I'm way more appreciative of it, because when I made those Pro Bowls, it was like, I made the first one. I was like, fuck, this is awesome. But every year I was like, I'm making another Pro Bowl. Like that's just going to happen. And I took that for granted from like I just thought it was always going to happen. Then the 19 thing happened. Then 2020, I'm like, comeback season. This is it. I remember sending Jack and Garrett a bunch of stuff, like all the bad things people would say that I'd be tagged in. Hey, save this for after the year, six games in, tearing ACL. So it's like, now I have to reassess, look at everything. And I couldn't have worked harder going into this camp. I couldn't have done it. So for me, it's like, I'm playing with house money at this point. Like I can go in here, play as hard as I can every single game. And however it shakes out, like I'm going to be proud of whatever happens. Cause that's the deal, right? And it's just, it's being in reality.
Yeah.
And so, but we'll,
I mean, I had to go to therapy sessions for our relationship, but I, yeah, I'm stoked for you. Yo, hey, the listen, hell you've had to go
Will
through.
Will took some goddamn pain. It's tough. And you guys can't see the screen, but Alex has it. It's like the gridiron.
They can't on YouTube. Just watch YouTube, subscribe.
Oh, watch YouTube, subscribe. But it says 2000 rushing yard, no Pro Bowl lineman. Like, I believe in my heart of hearts, if I was in that season, I played the whole season, I would have made a Pro Bowl. I believe there's a couple of guys on that offensive line that deserve to make a Pro Bowl as well.
Yeah.
You know, but the reality is there's no Pro Bowl lineman in 2020, and that's all right. You know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a very cool year. I'm not just excited for myself. I'm excited for the entire team. I think Garrett could probably touch on this, being a fan for so long and being here, like, I don't think there's been more hype around this team since the late 90s, early 2000s, right?
Yeah, no, I'd say this year's probably the hypest it's been, solely from, you know, obviously picking up Julio, the boys coming back, AJ, we got a quarterback, and we made a lot of moves in the offseason. So, yeah, no, you're right. It's definitely an exciting year to be going into as a Titans fan.
Mm-hmm. But from a hype standpoint, it's like hype is potential. Potential means you haven't done shit yet.
Correct.
You know, and that's a perfect segue into the Delaney stuff. But to end that, like, it's going to be awesome. Week one against the Cardinals, great NFC team. They got JJ, who's a familiar face. It's going to be epic to see those stands packed.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be sold out. I truly believe that the Titans fans are going to sell out that stadium. It is going to be a madhouse there because there's so much.
The boys' flags flying everywhere, dude.
Yeah. But now we got
to
deliver.
I'm stoked to see Vrabel too, because he's like, he'll, you know, you guys will be watching that horse video.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, that'll be mid-season.
Have the, yeah, have the blinders on.
Yeah, that'll be mid-season.
And no, it is. It's going to be dope to watch the boys.
Yeah, it's special, dude. It's going to be a special season. I'm excited from an individual standpoint, from a team standpoint, dude. This is the most excited I've ever been. And do you want to do the ad read? We'll go into the Delaney stuff because I think it's going to play.
Well, after, yeah. I mean, at the end of this part, we'll read the ad read.
With a Delaney?
We'll do Delaney after the ad read.
All right, so let's do the ad read.
Okay, I just didn't know if you're going to continue to...
No. I'm saying I was going to go start talking about Delaney and the stuff he said.
Okay, yeah, let's do an ad.
Okay, let's do an ad read. Let's go. Podcast copy points. Perfect. That's a good start. Intro. Who can they just put
shout
the
out Freshly? No
Where
free shout outs.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah, it's right up at the top.
All right, shout out Freshly. No free shout outs.
Before we get
dinner time can be chaotic, but with Freshly, it's easy. Their chefs take care of your meals a few nights a week and take all the pressure off of you. We're all trying to get in shape and eat right. Freshly can help. Their delicious meals are designed by nutritionists and cooked by chefs, making it easier to eat better. Stressed? Tired? Just don't feel like cooking? Just don't feel like
fresh?
Cooking?
Tired?
Yeah. Food that's fast doesn't have to be fast food. Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work of prepping, cooking, and cleaning. That's a bit of a deal.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a deal.
Yeah. Hey, you weren't done, ball.
Oh, I know. it was a transition while Alex scrolled.
Yeah.
You fucked me. Freshly offers chef-made, nutrition-packed, delicious meals delivered fresh to your door. No cooking required. Grocery shopping and cooking can be a pain, especially now. And with Freshly, you don't have to. Your meals arrive cooked and freshed every week. So you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. That's time. Time is money, Will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, satisfying, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn, sausage baked penne, and their chicken pesto bowl. All those things right now, I would devour it.
Can I throw in a couple sleepers?
Yeah.
They're buffalo chicken with the mac and cheese.
Really?
And also the chicken parm. Yeah, it's like they'll be packed with like protein, like 60 grams and then like 20-something grams of carbs.
God, that's outstanding. Freshly can fit your lifestyle with a variety of plans and meals to pick from that work for your dietary needs. Let's just do that whole entire line again. Freshly can fit your lifestyle with a variety of plans and meals to pick from that work for your dietary needs, preferences, taste, and family size. And now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. That's very specific, but that's how Freshly did it. Stop searching the internet for healthy food near me every night and start living life Freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes.
It's the longest ad read of all time.
I had to burp, sorry. It's the latte, it's the half decaf. With new meals added each week, Freshly brings a convenience of chef-made, nutritionist-designed classics right to your kitchen. Right now, Freshly is offering listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to freshly.com/bussin. Stop stressing about dinner. Go to freshly.com/bussin for $40 off your first two orders. That's freshly.com/bussin for $40 off your first two orders. Freshly. Cooked fresh, never frozen.
There you go. You did a good job. That's a long. And golly.
I kind of like it. I kind of like reading. I enjoy reading. I do. I'm so bad at it. It's like, well,
need to get
when
better.
When you're on the ground floor, it's kind of easy to go up, right?
Yeah.
One step at a time. Okay, so listen. Going into this, Delanie Walker is one of my favorite teammates of all time. By far, like the guy, the way he handled himself in the locker room, the person he is, how he handles the transition from going to the 49ers, being behind Vernon Davis for 6 years, playing the special teams, being a utility guy, coming to the Titans, doing three straight Pro Bowls. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Delanie Walker. But the title of this article says, former Titans tight end Delanie Walker playing in Tennessee hurt my value when it comes to accolades. And I believe it doesn't say specifically in here, but obviously he's referring to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Played 14 years in the league, made three Pro Bowls, has good numbers. I'm not going to talk about it. You want to read that?
I'll read it. So he's quoted, "I honestly want to win a Super Bowl. I feel like that helps you in your status once you retire from this game. It's sad that it's something you got to have in order to be recognized sometimes. Again, me being in Tennessee, and I hate to say this, but it hurts my value when it comes to awards and accolades because I played in Tennessee. You can look at some of the greats like Eddie George and Steve McNair. They didn't get their coats in the Hall of Fame yet because they didn't win a Super Bowl and because they played in Tennessee. If I can win a Super Bowl, maybe that'll help me, and then we'll go from there."
What do you guys think about that as Titan fans? Not you, Bloss. Kind of selfish?
I think he's talking about like a 2014 Tennessee team. Like when you first came to Nashville.
I agree with that.
Shit was a lot different. Mm-hmm. And no one gave us any credit, no respect. And still to this day, like last season, like we do huge things on the field. And then the following week, it's like the national media like never counts us in for anything. They're always saying that, you know, we're just kind of like a growing team. We have some quarterback that may be able to do something, then we have a Derrick Henry. And that's now, especially like a 2014 team would have never been able to lock down Julio Jones or any player.
No. Ever. Yeah.
So I think he's not wrong in saying this. I think he's more just kind of like hurt a little bit that he didn't get the credit he deserved. Because when he was with Marcus, man, he was incredible. He became an all-star with us.
Right.
So like in his time with the Titans, there probably was a point where he was I don't want to say Hall of Fame caliber tight end, but he was one of the fucking best in the league. And now with the team we have, it's like, I don't know if you can really say that anymore. Because we're getting to like, you know, we got a Monday night game this year at home with the Bills. Like, we're starting to get that credit almost.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel him from both sides. And like you said, I love him. He's been a great tight end, and it's sad to see him go. But it's also sad to like hear these things when he says stuff about the team when he was a very respected player, and we loved him, but...
It's well said, Jack. I mean, you should have had a mic on you the whole time, but...
Yeah. Someone throw it one.
I mean, I didn't know you were cooking up that heat. People probably just thought you were going to drop a one-liner.
Yeah.
Like, Garrett just goes, you know, that's selfish.
Yeah, and Jack came with some nice stuff.
Yeah, there. He did.
That's yin and yang.
I will say, when I was on Washington, and we played the first time...
2015?
Our defensive coaching staff would always say like, hey, don't sleep on this motherfucker. Like, just because he's not like recognized with some of these other boys that are out there, like he's like the best tight end in the league. Like they're going to feed him all game long. So like, just because you don't recognize this, that, and the other, like he's a beast. So we have to game plan around him essentially.
Right.
Just to feed on the whole, like, you know, the market that Tennessee had at one point in time.
When you play in a city like Nashville, an organization like Tennessee is so small. Mm-hmm. Its fan base isn't as great as some of these other organizations. Now, as a Tennessee fan, I understand why that is frustrating.
Right.
Bites, I totally it stings. Get it. Now, as a Tennessee fan, if you're listening to this, obviously a lot of you are, I understand why you're going to be mad about this, but don't forget about Delanie Walker was pivotal in the change, the culture change at the Tennessee Titans. I got to see it firsthand. 2014, 2015, 2016, the way he handled himself. We were the shits. We were 2-14 and 3-13 the first 2 years I was there. That's 14 and 15. Delanie dominated those 2 years.
He had essentially the top three tight end in the game.
In December, when dudes were trying to pack it up and talk about their vacations, Delanie still came to work every single day, grinded through it, and was truly a fan favorite. I think when he says a small, a not as good fan base, I think if Delaney said this again, he wouldn't say the fan base isn't good. Because I do think the Tennessee Titans have a great fan base. There's no arguing that. The idea is the Titans 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017 had a really hard time getting off the ground from a national media level. So your fans, as strong and as awesome as they are, our best fans will go with the best fans of any organization.
So it's a smaller sample.
Yes. They've been around for a shorter amount of time. And so it's a smaller sample size. Kids now are growing up watching the Tennessee Titans. In 10 years, in 15 years, Tennessee is going to be one of the biggest fan bases because of the trajectory they're on, what they're doing for the city, what's happened in the last 10 years at Tennessee. So I think that's what he's trying to get at. It's not the fans. He's saying the fan base isn't good. It's not him saying the fan base isn't good. He's saying the fan base is small in a different way. He's getting small and a not good fan base mixed up.
Right, which is valid. I mean, think if the boys go to the Super Bowl this year and you got all these people talking about the Tennessee Titans. All the locals, everybody else is going to be like, oh, everybody's a Titans fan now.
Yeah,
everyone. So then everybody will want to have that pride then.
Right.
But then when you see a quote like this, obviously it stings a little bit, but there is some validity in it because Tennessee just hasn't been that household name year in and year out, especially recently.
And I think if there is a Super Bowl type thing, when Pro Bowl voting comes out in middle October or whenever it comes out, they say it's slotted into three different ways. It's fan votes, it's media votes, and it's coaches votes. So when fan votes come out during the course of the voting, they'll come out with, here are the top 10 tight ends voted for the Pro Bowl. Here are the top 10 tackles. Every year that I made the Pro Bowl, I was never in the top 10 of voting. I don't think it's a Titan thing. I don't think it's my play thing. I think it's when the fan base is smaller,
right?
But they're still, you guys are still super into it. You love it. It's not going to have the same reach or the same amount of votes as a Pittsburgh Steelers or the Patriots who are like, in the last 20 years have dominated.
If you're in another fan base and you're voting, you think of, okay, who's a dominant O-lineman? You might think of media markets like the Cowboys, like who the Cowboys got on their O-line and they might pick them. Right. It's like when you're out of this state and out of this market, it's like when you think of quarterbacks, you think of staple quarterbacks. You don't necessarily think of Ryan Tannehill unless you're in Tennessee. I feel like that's where a lot of that comes from. So the fan voting this year,
we'll see how the fan voting goes with this year. Those tier ones.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. You can vote more than once.
Right.
You can sit on that fucker all day and vote for 8 hours
straight. Oh, the busing squad, dude.
Busing squad's going to get after it. But you can see, like, I mean, if we did this podcast in 2014, this podcast would have probably never got off the ground.
Maybe because not. Hey, don't sleep on the boys.
But I'm saying where the Titans were at, us being
together
in the Titans.
Squad.
I know, but I'm saying if we did this in 2014, goddamn, Will, this is all hypothetical.
Oh, I'm like teasing. I'm joking.
You're the guy.
Yeah, the popularity.
I got it.
He's like still like, no, like not.
But if we did this in 2014, 2015, it might not have the same push because the fan base has grown so much since then. The team has gotten so much better since then. When I got on the team in 14, I looked around the locker room and you don't know who's good, who's not. You're just in the league, so you think everybody's an all-star. Looking back, like we really didn't have any dudes on that team that were household names. Like you look at the Titans locker room now and you can look at a Kevin Byard. You can look at a Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, AJ Brown. You know, you look at all these dudes, Julio Jones. Like you take all these guys and it's like, how awesome is that? Bud Dupree from the Steelers. Well, super underrated D lineman. Like when you play against him, you gotta have your shit together when you play against him.
Yeah.
Like those are the things that maybe if when Delaney was here in 14, 15, those things he might be viewed as one of the better tight ends of the last decade. He might have that chance to be in the Hall of Fame. I think if Delaney doesn't get hurt against the Dolphins, there was no sign of Delaney slowing down at all when he got hurt.
Yeah.
You know,
he broke his leg, right?
Broke his leg, snapped that thing. It was tough.
That was tough. What did he say this on too? We want to credit the boys. Okay. SB Nation, Tennessee Titan community.
And so I think, you know, I'd still love Delaney to be on the team. Delaney's the type of dude, like Will and I used to joke about it all the time. Like the dude, if he didn't work out for a month, he'd still have a six pack, look great, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
like
he'd just be in the steam room doing like grinding. Fucking P90X.
And whatever team he goes to, he's going to do better than what the coaches and GMs think he's going to do. Because I think Delaney, he's old. He never showed signs of stopping. I don't know what the year off does. I've never taken a year off, right? Like, I don't know what a year off of football does to you, but I think wherever Delaney goes, He's going to be super successful. Still one of my favorite players. And I think because I know Delaney so well, reading this doesn't like hurt my feelings as a player on the Tennessee Titans. Because it's not what he said, it's how he said it, which is kind of the more the issue, yeah. Right?
It's not what you said.
It's like when we're sitting on this thing, like we might say things, they could easily be taken out of context when it's not where our heart was really at. That's why the media is such a dangerous thing.
Right.
You know? So I really hope, I hope Titans fans can understand where he was coming from. Obviously he said something about like, you got to win a Super Bowl to get those accolades. I assume referring to the Hall of Fame, you know, and then the guys, they bring up Julio Jones, Tony Gonzalez, who's buddy from the Chargers who played forever, the tight end.
Antonio Gates.
Those type of guys are going to be in the Hall of Fame. Shit, he might be around.
Played so goddamn long.
Dude. Yeah, forever. And he's obviously a Hall of Famer. So, you know, I hope Delaney gets back in the league. I hope he makes Pro Bowls and I hope he makes the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I love the guy that much, man.
What we got next? Big 12 cracking down on the horns down gesture. Dude, just softer than a fucking grandma's highest quality quilt. God fucking damn it, dude.
I know. That was tough because that was going to be a good little line. You want to do it again?
Hey, dude, the Big 12 cracking down on the horns down gesture, like softer than grandma's highest quality quilt, dude.
No question about it. Outstanding line, by the way. I really like that. Why are they? What are they saying? What are they saying?
None. They're saying if you do the horns down to a Texas player as an opponent, that's probably going to be a foul. Big 12 coordinator of the officials, Greg Burke, said if a player turned to the crowd and threw the sign, it probably would not be a penalty, he said.
That's probably a load of bullshit.
Yeah.
That's probably so much gray area. It's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Did that guy go to Texas or something?
Dude, that's probably dumb, dude.
Texas, they're such divas, bro. Like the year we beat them in the Big 12 championship and they put a second back on the clock.
All right.
He said, hey, temper it down. Like, no, like we celebrated hard and then we're leaving the Big 12. So then they're like, hey, put a second back on the clock because Colt McCoy, he threw the ball and it hit out of bounds. I talk to Colt about it all the time.
What'd Colt say?
And he's like, oh, you know. No, I knew what was going on, and we just kind of laughed because the motherfucker, there's like 7 seconds left, and he rolls out. He's running for his life because Sue's down his neck, bro.
Yeah.
And if Sue wasn't, you know, trying as hard, he probably would have ran out of time. But then Colt just slings it, and they stop the clock when the ball hits. So instead of just like gunning it, hurry up out of bounds, he just slings it, right? And it hits the stands. They go back. We're celebrating. I'm talking hugging on the field, rolling around. Hands are up. We're like, holy shit, we just fucking won. No, we should have. Yeah. But, then they go back, they bring us all off the field, and they put a second back on the clock, they kick a field goal and win the game. It was heartbreaking, bro. And it was our way out of the Big 12, too. But Cole's talking about how he's in the fucking shower puking afterwards because, yeah, he was, like, concussed and stuff like that. Nobody could block Sue. Dude had, like, 13 sacks.
As a D-tackle.
I think he had 4 sacks and it was, like, 9 QB hurries.
Oh, in that game.
In that game. The year he almost won the Heisman.
Not a big dude either. I met him at your wedding.
Cole said they were on the sideline and they were basically talking like, hey, I can't, the O-line were like, guys, I can't block him. Like, who wants to try and block him? And nobody wanted to block him.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so Texas, like, that's just a little insight the behind the scenes of what Texas is about.
Jesus Christ.
But, you know, shout out Rack and all those boys.
Shout out who?
Rack.
Rack.
Yeah, shout out Rack.
And was Rack on the team then?
All those Texas boys. Kenny Vaccaro.
Oh, they were all there,
Rack might have been. Kenny might have been. I can't remember. Like, you know, we played so long, getting so old.
Dude, but
I love chirping Texas,
how
dude.
Dumb
I love
is that
it.
Shit, though, that they're cracking down on that. Like, that's like a staple between Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah.
And anybody who really plays Texas.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just fun. Like, everybody knows the horns up sign, and then, you know.
So they shouldn't be able to do this then?
Yeah.
If you can't do this, you shouldn't be
if
able to do
If you can't do
that.
Horns down, like, maybe you just do horn side and, like, just troll it. Like, just do this.
Just
you just troll back and forth.
Just do this.
Yeah, that way everybody knows. Yeah. Everybody knows,
sign,
like, what it means.
New sign for Oklahoma. Oh, yeah, fuck you guys, dude.
You start like this, and then you start going down, and then you bring it back up, and the player comes
chill,
over,
chill,
like,
chill,
hey, chill.
You get, like,
then
little,
you just fucking troll them.
A little noose thing for the horns. You know what I'm saying?
Like, where are we going to draw the line, boys?
Yeah, exactly. Just fucking... what do you do? Yeah. Is that it? No, that's it.
You got to do something. You know, I feel like the boys will get crafty. Somebody will do something. We never beat them, unfortunately. But
I want to go to Texas so bad.
Really?
Oh, I thought Texas was the coolest. That's when McCoy was there. That's when they were the shit.
Well, we have a fan video to where he kind of asks, you want to throw the headset on? It's a great transition.
No, that's not the number one school I wanted to go to, but I did want to go to Texas. So we're going to find out.
Boys, you got Cole here with my boy Rocky.
Dog hot as fuck.
Our question to you is, if you could go back, go to any school in the United States, Still have the same outcome that you did going to, you know, Michigan, Nebraska.
It's tough for you, Will.
Go back, do it all over again.
I'd like to
go to
like,
any
do
school,
it over and see
where
you
would
know,
you
if
go
I get drafted.
Why. For the boys. Love you guys.
That guy's for sure going to buy your jumpsuit.
Yeah, we love you too, Cole. Warnica?
Warnica?
Cole Warnica? Shout out to boy Cole.
Cole Warnica.
My answer is boring. When he said, but you have the same outcome, like me in my mind, I love playing for Coach Bo. I mean, he's in town right now. We're going to have him on tomorrow.
So let's do this instead. You can't go to Michigan or Nebraska.
Okay.
You go first. Okay. If I had to pick a school to go to, it'd be between three schools. It'd have been USC, Texas, or LSU.
Oh, just the heaviest of the hitters.
Yeah, right? Well, LSU wasn't like the heaviest then. I mean, they were still a good team, but
they were coming off some natties.
When I was in high school, Pete Carroll was head coach of USC. Colt McCoy, they were the dominant squad at Texas. And I always thought LSU had crazy swag. I thought LSU was like badass.
Yeah, they do. They've had some cats come out of that.
I spent a lot of time down there. I dated some girl in college who was like from Baton Rouge. So we'd always go down to like their area, go to the baseball games, stuff like that, go to Tigerland.
Yeah.
It was a fucking blast.
Was she wild?
No, she was like a really good girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was like a really good person.
Yeah, Southern Belle.
Southern Belle, for real. Yeah, shout out Alex DeLeo. That's her name. Her brother was my teammate, Drew.
Drew who?
Drew DeLeo. It's her brother.
That I guess from my
Oregon was swaggy too then.
Oregon was swaggy. But from like watching afar, I was always super fascinated with USC. Like I always followed all their stuff. Like Ray Mauluga, like he was on my lock screen in high school.
Oh yeah.
Brian Cushing, Clay Matthews.
Fire.
Was it Keith Brooks? I don't think it was Keith Brooks. I think I'm butchering that, but it was Keith something. But all these backers were at USC, and then they obviously had Reggie Bush. You're watching like when YouTube's first coming out, he had the hottest. I mean, who wasn't watching the Reggie Bush YouTube highlights every day in class?
Every day.
You know what I'm saying? But somewhere I wanted to go growing up was like Notre Dame.
Because
I went to a Catholic school until about fourth grade. And our teacher would always go to a game and then bring us back like some memorabilia. So I was always like a Notre Dame fan. But those would be the two.
Notre Dame always seemed kind of soft to me. Like they beat the shit. Actually,
well, hang on now. You want to go to Texas? Like,
Texas is fucking awesome.
Yeah, they just want to do the whole horns down thing. That's soft.
No, that is soft. I'm saying growing up, they weren't doing that shit. What are you talking about?
Well, they're still soft.
Notre Dame, I don't know. I wasn't really. I love the history. I love their helmets. The touchdown Jesus, all that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I mean, I'm not really down with
Rudy.
South Bend,
Rudy,
Indiana.
Yeah. Rudy.
I've never seen that movie.
Really?
Never seen
Vince Vaughn's in it.
Love that.
Plays a solid role.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Love Vince Vaughn. Big Vince Vaughn guy. But I wouldn't have gone to Notre Dame. I wasn't touching that. Ohio State was dope too.
Ohio State was
cool. Which is fucked up.
Because when you're growing up too, like they had all the stickers.
Yeah.
And you just always wanted to get the stickers. Like our youth football team would do stickers, kind of like Ohio State. But yeah, they always had that little mystique about them.
Yeah, Michigan used to do that too.
Really?
Yeah. They used to do like the little wings on the side. Like when Bo was there or something like that. And they actually brought it back, I think. But it's sweet. I don't know. Like you have to achieve things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get the stickers. Anyway, but the final answer, probably LSU. If I had to go to a different school, not Michigan, I would have gone to LSU. I would have walked on. Same outcome, walked on for sure.
Yeah, that's true. If it's same outcome, 100%.
I would have played there too. I would have had to walk on.
Yeah.
Where would you have gone?
I said my answer.
USC?
USC or Notre Dame.
Yeah, boy, I pick one.
Well, now, after you just said what you said about Notre Dame, I'm going to say Notre Dame.
Oh, fuck.
That's we're going to beat LSU's ass.
Hey, classic Will. Classic Will just picking things because other people said not to. Heart's not even in it.
Shout out Credit Karma Money.
We're on a hot start. Credit Karma has always been there.
Yeah. Hello. Credit Karma has always been there to help you make better financial decisions, and now they want to help even more. With Credit Karma Money Spend Account, you can be rewarded for good money habits. You hear that, boys? Good money habits. Time to start now. Get disciplined. Who doesn't want instant gratification? We all do. If you're looking for satisfaction, there's no need to wait. With Credit Karma Money, you could win cash reimbursements for debit purchases. Credit Karma Money has a brand new checking account where you can Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win cash reimbursements for making purchases. When you use your Credit Karma Money debit card, you can win daily instant karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Just pay with your debit card, and if you win, you'll get notified on the spot, and your instant karma cash will be added back to your spend account. Credit Karma Money has already given away over $3 million in instant karma to over 50,000 Credit Karma members and counting. Open your FDIC-insured spend account for free. There's no minimum balance required, no overdraft fees, and free withdrawals from a network of over 50,000 ATMs.
50,000 is a lot.
50,000 ATMs. Those things are fun. Only for July 1 through July 20. Okay. Only for July 1st through July 23rd. And when you make a purchase between July 1st and July 23rd, you'll be automatically entered to win $1 million.
Oh, so you only have a couple days.
You only got a few days left, boys. Get in there. Credit Karma Money. Progress starts here. Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. You need good karma, boys. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning instant karma. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See the rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
God.
Yeah.
Is that tough?
It was tough.
When I had to do that pop on myself and do all of them, that was a tough little deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a lot of tough reading. That's probably when you got better, though.
What's that?
It's probably when you got better reading, though. Then sentences start flowing a little bit better. You get a little bit more excited.
I do get excited to read more.
Yeah. What are you thinking about? Like, what's going on through your head when I'm talking?
Honestly,
because I feel like, you know, it's like the lights are on, but nobody's home when you're
sitting
there looking at
right me. I'm festering because I know you went at 100K on Twitter, and it's kind of a deal.
Why is it a deal?
Because I know how much you love that shit. And it's like,
dude, it just, what pisses me off about it is no one seems to get it.
What do you mean?
Like, I go to coffee shops, I go to the spots, and I grab my coffee. They're like, oh, okay, here you go. I grab my coffee, I start walking off. They're like, sir, you got to pay. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you got to pay for your coffee. I'm like, did you not check Twitter? I'm at 100K.
Yeah, they should know.
Yeah, they should know.
The coffee should be free. You had to pay for all those coffees?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit,
I know, dude. It's just like, you know, nobody seems to get it. But, you know, I'll get the last laugh, dude, when that book comes out. I teach people
so how to get 100K by stupid. Selling your soul by Will Compton.
Yeah.
God. Did it actually feel like something to you when you got it?
No, I was more hyped to do that post about talking about hitting 100K. speaking of 100K, what we need 100K on is our YouTube.
Oh shit, that's true.
We are close. Where are we at, Bloss? I know you look at it every night when you're finishing up.
98,900 subscribers. Get a dope little plaque.
Dude, YouTube sends a plaque, bro. We'll be official. That's where we need to get 100,000 followers is our YouTube. Go to the YouTube channel, subscribe, and again, bang the comments, bro. Even if it's something little, just put LOL. Just put laugh out loud or okay.
Okay.
Yeah, be a fucking wolf. Whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. Put an eggplant.
Just start pressing buttons. Do every letter of the alphabet and just comment.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Right? Because when you do that, A, send, B, send, C, send, through to Z, you're just helping the boys.
I always go, when I think about it, I always go in there and say, oh my God, how do they do it every week? Week in and out. They always seem to get it right.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. 100K. That's fucking awesome, dude. What was that?
What are we doing here, Alex?
Beauty and the Beast wish they loved each other like these two.
If you would have said it with a little more enthusiasm, I think that would
be. Beauty and the Beast wish they loved each other like these two.
Great comment, Nicholas Verdoza.
Love that, Nicholas. After a long week of work, there's nothing better than listening to these guys BS for an hour or so to get this weekend started right. The only negative thing about this podcast is that Will's shoes made me want to keep pausing the pod and go cut my grass. Don't worry, though. I push through my urges for the boys. All right, Cecil.
That's Kyle.
That's Cecil. Cecil the Bruin.
C-Y-L-E. Well, you get Cecil.
I put the C in there because I thought Cecil would be awesome.
Yeah.
Cecil de Bruin. Cecil de Bruin. He's French.
Yeah.
All right.
so much of Will's inner thigh.
That's a lot on this episode, yeah, too. It's a lot of thigh, yeah, on this episode.
Good looking thighs, though.
They're outstanding to me.
They're, you know, they're not as white as they used to be.
No, they're not.
Just for a little bit longer. I probably, yeah, got a couple more weeks. I'm going to have to get your pull until it fades. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, speaking of, Wynn was opening her birthday gifts. And when she opened your gifts, Will got my 4-year-old daughter two super soakers and a torpedo for under the pool. And Taylan goes, "Oh, Will just got these for him so he can play in the pool with these."
Hey, a monster super soaker though, right?
Yeah, I'm hype.
Was she kind of stoked?
No, that's the first toy she wanted to play with after she opened them all. Because she's opened all the presents, she kept like trying to play. We're like, "Hey, Win, we got to get through this."
Yeah.
So she finally buckled down and got through. And like, "All right, Win, what do you want to play with?" She goes, "That, a big super soaker."
Has she actually played with it yet?
Not yet.
I can't wait to show her.
She's a little sick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's battling right. She's hung over.
She's hung. Travis Kelce clip. Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, Travis Kelce's clip went viral.
Dude, that's so wild.
People just pay the fuck attention early, right?
Yeah.
Like, guys.
We were middle of the season last year, too, when we had him on. Like, we're all playing ball.
Yeah, well.
It's okay.
It's all right.
I wasn't, you know.
Ouchie, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody really credited us either. We're over
the
here
good thing is you can see us
golden
on the thing, right?
Fucking nuggets, dude. We're just sending out gold. Yeah. And people are like, "We'll just take this for our own. Like, we're not going to do shit about
dude,
it."
Dude, I know. I want to say, what is it? PFF did it recently.
Fuck PFF.
ESPN did it, dude. Who
fuck
else
ESPN
has done it?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just start going rattling them all off.
Bleacher Report Gridiron apologized. They did drop something.
That's true. Like people that do come back. Like ESPN reposted.
The way that Gridiron can apologize is, Gridiron Heights, right?
Yeah.
They can make a little, put us in their little things.
Oh, they do the cartoon things?
They do the cartoon things.
Oh, bro. Could you imagine?
Yeah. Just have like two guys that are trying way too hard in one of the videos. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be so funny.
Like
yeah.
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. That would be hilarious. To me, I don't think anybody else would find that funny, but I think that'd be awesome. But Travis Kelce. And then Mahomes and Cheetah and all these dudes are like apologizing on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to get in there too. Like, yeah, guys.
Yeah, guys. Isn't that crazy what he said it on? Yeah.
By the way, do you guys want to come on?
Mahomes, please.
Please, yeah, please.
Speaking of viral trends, the swipe up trend that's going on right now.
What is the swipe up trend that's going on? Oh, fuck around. The thing that pisses me off the most is Alex trying so fucking hard in that video, dude.
You know he's so hyped.
It's
dude.
The smile. It's the smile with the.
Hey, you. Hey, well, listen,
can't
listen.
Just have fun.
Damn.
Yeah, you weren't having fun, dude. Hey, you were hooking.
That was. Let's take it easy. That's a big swing.
What?
That's just that.
What, him?
Like, Alex trying so fucking hard.
Hey,
like,
oh, that's a huge swing.
That's just grabbing him and just fucking punch him in the face, dude.
Don't do that.
Like, he might have just was having fun.
Be on my side.
Yeah. Well, every time he kept doing it, I'm like, okay, I got to get him now.
Yeah. How many times did he do that?
This is funny as hell.
That was my second take.
Yo, this, your thing to go back.
Oh, we gotta get a Legos challenge going, dude. We gotta get whoever's
dude,
listening.
You and that fucking toilet. Yeah, so goddamn funny. Look at you, mouth open. Why do you always have your mouth open?
Chuffed teeth. We all know why.
Look at this.
Like, do you need me to say it every time? Even in the photos, I'll just be saying they're like, you know, the old Will wouldn't have done.
Oh yeah,
shit
Garrett
like
did
that.
His little.
Then
shit
Garrett
too.
Gets in it.
Run left, shout Garrett.
And he takes it with the drone.
Oh, that's kind of dope.
But anybody listening, so what Alex is doing, Alex is on vacation. We're at Dubai.
Albania.
Albania.
He was in Albania.
I think I told someone he was in Greece. Like, someone's like, where's Alex? He's in Greece, I think.
He's in Australia.
I see, like, white buildings in an ocean. I'm like, Greece.
Yeah,
that's where people go.
Alex was out on vacation. He was on a story, and he was doing this little swipe-up thing where he's, like, looking at his face, and he's doing, like, a countdown 3, 2, 1, and he's hype about every view he's showing. It's a beautiful place out there, but he's showing all the views. And I had saw it, you know, a few too many times. So I'm like, I got to do my own version. So yeah. I did it on the toilet for anybody
that
hasn't
shitting
seen
or was
it.
That a plug?
I was shitting. I was shitting.
Alex, when you do those things, you do that to joke or you do those for real?
No, it's fun. I'm having fun.
All right, so having fun. Yeah, like, can't get mad at the guy for having fun. Yeah. Kind of mad, though.
Hey, pussy. You can't. Pussy.
We got into it this week.
We did?
On Twitter, yeah. You, me, and George Kittle.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to
talk
about that at all?
Yeah, we can talk about it. We can talk about how we love to just do our thing and our phone goes down and everybody's just blowing up. Like, what the first week? Oh, yeah, it was you pushing me all the way to the sideline.
Calling Will a scumbag.
Yeah.
And, which was a scummy move. Like a punch in the back of the head, dude.
Yeah, what did I say? Thoughts and prayers to Taylor for being a little tattletale bitch.
Tattletale pussy.
Yeah, tattletale pussy. And you're like, the P word. And then George Kittle's like, yeah, I guess that's how they teach him at Nebraska. And I try getting George back by talking about how we beat Iowa football when I was there my senior year.
Yeah.
Taylor comes out of nowhere, tag teams in with George. I'm in a handicap match, apparently. and Taylor starts posting both of our contracts. George, obviously, he made $75 million. And then Taylor just posts my career earnings, which is like close to $7 million.
Hey, I'll be honest. When I looked yours up, I was impressed. I didn't think it was that much. Yeah.
Let's go. You know, subtle, yeah. Working man.
Under the radar. And then Will put the dagger in the boy. With
yeah. I was taking a minute. I had a couple of my boys in town.
I had a couple ACL.
Yeah. Taylor, when he was knocked out of Miami, and Taylor, when he hurt his ACL, I photoshopped my haircut head like on his body. But I had a couple of my boys in the town, so I wasn't able to banter immediately right away. And Taylor goes, come on, hey, let's not ghost me. Like, let's talk about it.
I thought he was mad. Legit thought he was mad.
He calls me, we FaceTime, and he's like, was it all good? I was like, oh yeah, I just wasn't around my phone. I was like, you know, what am I going to sit over here boiling about, you know, making that, you know, that amount of money? It's kind of quiet right now. I don't know, you know.
We're just listening. Yeah. You're talking, so we're all paying attention.
Right. I felt like I caught Jack's face for a second. I was kind of like, hey, you know, we're sitting here. I feel like, okay, we're talking about how much money we made. So it's kind of, you know, it's a weird little vibe.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about how much money I made. You're talking about how much money you made.
Well, you did it.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about my money.
Don't turn around on me.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to have to post it now.
When this pod comes out, I'm just going to talk about money. Doesn't talk about money.
When this pod comes out, now I'm going to have to post yours and everybody, hey, retweet. Get me to 101K.
You're going to do 101K. You're going to catch me soon, especially on Twitter.
Oh, who's keeping track?
What's with that? What? Yeah, he going to catch me.
Hey, do you think Bussin's going to catch you on IG?
What's IG? What's it, Bussin?
Bussin's right rolling a little bit, man. 13.
He has got to do a little bit more to make catch up to the boy on the IG, though.
True, they do. But I'm just saying at the tread, like, you know, you check every now and then. It's always another K that goes down, dude. The bus and Instagram page is hot. Not as much like Twitter. Twitter is like harder, I feel like. I think we're sitting at like half of that on Twitter.
What am I at? 180? Yeah, they'll catch me eventually.
Hey, you heard him. What am I at? Come on.
I don't know what I'm at. I should post more probably.
Yeah, getting the algorithms.
Yeah, but I don't know why the Twitter doesn't get as much love. It's like at 60 or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Alex?
Any better captions, probably? For sure. Hey, for sure.
Cost Cut Your Mortgage.
I'm going to go pee while you do this.
Are you really? I'm going to be by myself?
The boys got your back.
Cost Cut Your Mortgage is much like us at Barstool, a people-first group of people. They are dedicated to the fundamentals of mortgage lending, which results in fast, convenient, and less stressful home financing or refinancing experience. Rates are unbelievably low. Don't pay the bank more money than you need to. Our friends over at Cross Country Mortgage make it super simple to figure out how much you can save on a monthly basis and over the life of your loan. The numbers can be staggering, and you don't know how much you can save unless you actively talk to an expert and figure it out. Ho, tough line. Click here /swipe up. To learn more about your refinancing and connect with your team over at Cross Country Mortgage, who will help make the process as painless and simple as possible and help you keep your money in your pocket so you can do fun things with it, like buying Bust with the Boys merch. You can always go out there, get the nice little jumpsuit that Will was wearing. Just put a picture of Will right here. Go to the big game, right? Season's coming up right around the corner. That Cardinals game's going to be electric. Get a ticket while you can. If you're a homeowner and haven't refinanced recently, you may be leaving thousands, if not tens of thousands. Heck, who knows? Could be hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table over the life of your loan that could be working for you in other places like your new man cave makeover, another investment, or another home, something that makes you some more money. Lots of shit, right? You can do a lot of things with that. Money is power, as they say. Quick talking points. I'm going to be quick on this one. Rates are all-time low. May never get this low again. Call today for a fast, free rate quote. Our partners will save you a lot of money. Call today, and our friends at Cross Country Mortgage will give you free home valuation that is free to you just for calling. Just like the all-star athletes, Cross Country Mortgage pushes themselves through lending process. Thank you. If they get blocks, they figure out a way around it to get the ball over the line. That's a nice football reference, Cross Country Mortgage. You guys really sound like you knew it there. Don't miss the window as rates are expected to creep up. Creep, creep, creep. You know what I'm saying? A little TLC. Reach out to them and see what they can do for you. And when you connect with Cross Country Mortgage, tell them Barstool sent you. And also tell them the boys sent you, because we're here too. Go to crosscountrymortgage.com/barstool to learn more about your future home buying experience or refinance your current mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 3029. All loans subject to underwriting approval. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. All right, let's do some bussin' videos. Let's do the bussin' videos. I want that. I want that heat. Anybody talking shit? This guy's wearing a warm plaid. It's
before
July.
Before you marry.
Brandon M. Marriage.
Before you marry. But stop it. Girl, how?
Don't chew gum in your videos. All right, go ahead.
How much thought goes into how athletic she is?
I would say actually quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'm be honest.
There's no
you.
Doubt, especially when you're young too and you're like coming up through it. Like, you know, you want to.
Fuck.
You're trying to bag someone who's an all-star, right?
Yeah.
It just is what it is.
Fuck.
You good?
Yeah, the fan keeps... I keep hitting it with my foot.
Yeah.
I would say 100%. Like,
yeah.
Not 100%. Like, love is love.
Right.
But also, like... I don't know. When I met Taylan and she was 5'9" and a half, I was like, all right.
Right.
Let's go.
Before love...
Yeah.
You're thinking lust. About, you know, how do you breed? Who are we breeding with here?
Like, how do you have... Oh, yeah.
Who are we getting genetics from?
Right.
You know what I mean?
What if something happens on accident here?
Right.
What if
I accidentally don't...
Is this kid going D1?
Yeah.
Or is this going to be a walk-on type of situation?
Exactly.
You know?
Or is he going to be studious? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, 100%.
But yeah, I think it goes into it for sure.
What do you think your boy's going to be like? Because Charles is super smart.
He's going to be a stud.
He can easily be a mathlete.
Easily. He could, for sure. Yeah. He could be a mathlete in, you know, D1.
D1 mathlete?
Yep.
That's
juggling both.
Always come that way.
Win the spelling bee and then be like all state.
Yeah. Be able to read all the ad reads.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. So I guess
she's got strong legs. So I feel like he's going to be able to squat a lot.
Charles sturdy?
Yeah, sturdy.
Love that.
Quads
and ass. What's up, boys? Big fan. Fellow Stoned. Michigan Wolverine.
Let's
Taylor.
Go.
Just wanted to know if you guys eat mac and cheese with a spoon or a fork.
Hey, that's the type of content we get from our fans.
Hey, guys, just want to know if you eat mac and cheese, the spoon or fork. He's sitting here right now with a pint.
Yeah.
And a spoon and a fork right next to it, waiting.
Yeah, you know him and his buddies just probably got in a little argument. It was probably late at night, and they're probably eating it. Like, what the fuck? You eat it with a spoon or a fork?
Yeah. I would go fork.
Yeah, I'm a fork guy.
Well, no question.
Just growing up, you do the Easy Mac and then a can of tuna in it.
The fuck?
You guys never did mac and cheese and tuna?
No.
JP knows. Come on, speak up.
I mean, tuna was always put into the meals that you needed a little bit more substance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get it however you can back in the day, bro. Mm-hmm. My mom's, you know, stirring up some mac and cheese. Let's throw some tuna in it. Boys, you got dinner.
All right.
You never had mac and cheese and tuna?
No. I'll tell you what I did do, though. The top ramen?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even cook it. I just put the little powder on top and eat it like a sandwich.
I've heard that before, which is wild.
I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, hey, whatever floats your boat. When I was a little kid, hold on.
Did float your boat really to send you over the edge like that?
No. Because I know what I'm about to say. I feel like nobody's going to vibe with it. But you know, like when you go over, like your parents would throw you at your grandparents' house, or you'd be at your grandparents' house. Young buck. I'm a young pup. You know what I mean? I can't make myself food. I don't know how to open the cans. I don't know how to, you know, put it in the microwave. Like
liability.
Yeah. But the boy's hungry. I'm a growing boy.
Mm-hmm.
The grandparents are in there up front. They're watching their soaps. You know what I mean? Guiding Light, As the World Turns, that type of stuff. Price is Right. And it was either eating honeycomb. My grandpa would tell me, you're going to turn into a honeycomb one day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The old grandpa line, like, you're going to turn into one of these one day.
Who's laughing
you're
now? You're not a honeycomb.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah exactly. R.I.P. But myself trying to figure out, okay, what can I do to eat some food now? What can I do to snack? I loved applesauce.
Yeah.
I also loved...
What kid doesn't?
I would go in and grab a cold hot dog out of a packet and dip it in applesauce. And that was my snack.
I mean, I don't want to make fun of Bonterra, but
right,
you can
take the boy out of Bonterra. You can't take Bonterra out of the boy. I know what you're trying to get at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it would be a cold hot dog and you dip it in, if you're lucky, some cinnamon applesauce.
Oh, wow.
Depending on what the old grandma and grandpa got at the grocery store. Cold hot dog? Cold hot dog, yeah.
I'll do the tuna and mac and cheese before I do that.
Right. That's why I laughed, because I was like, fuck, I'm about to get slammed. Because anytime I brought that up, nobody's ever done that.
Yeah.
And you know when boys are like throwing back and forth the ramen thing, guys are like, oh yeah, I've done that too. Like, it always goes kind of silent.
You did do the, you put me on the peanut butter sandwich with chili.
Solid,
that
right?
Hits. No, it does hit, and it was weird.
I feel like it's a Missouri thing, or a Southern Missouri thing, or something like that. There's only a few guys I would come across, but they were like, you know, Missouri boys. To where you would dip peanut butter sandwiches in chili. We would have it every Thursday at school. It'd be chili day with PB&Js, bro. Not PB&Js, peanut butter and honey.
Oh, that hits even harder.
Yeah, they would mix
peanut
the honey.
Peanut butter and honey is an electric combo.
They would mix the honey with the peanut butter, throw it on some bread, dude, and you're dipping it.
I love that.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
Love that to death. Bus with the boys single-handedly boosted my GPA. All I needed was words of confirmation from Will and constructive criticism from Taylor. All struggling college students need the boys in their lives.
I love how...
What?
I just love how you looked at the screen and started reading. Like, okay, another... we had another review coming in from the Apple Podcast, where you can leave reviews. Bus with the boys saves GPAs.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
That's what this guy said. 5 stars, gotta love it.
You guys got to impress Taylor a little bit more. I'm listening to him read. I just heard him slap his leg. Like, I feel like you need a little more out of that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, that was great. I'm happy we did that. But here's
some more. Shout out Justin, T-Bird.
Yeah, the T-Bird. Great car.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
No, it's not. If it's not a Chevy, it ain't a fucking good car.
If it ain't a Chevy, it's fucking nothing.
Yeah.
All right, another one comes in from Buddy 12345599976. The subject is boys. 5 stars. Nobody liked Wednesdays until the boys showed up. Now it's a 10 out of 10 day. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that rating, because you know there's always room for improvement.
Yeah,
but I do love the fact that he's invested in the boys like that.
Right, he's having the best day he possibly can. It's a sore dick day.
Yeah, it really is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get in a little too much, it thinks a little tough, you don't even want it to get up anymore, you just know you had a great day.
Yeah.
Should we wrap the pod up?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, you can go get our new merch, swim trunks, Hawaiian shirts, dad hats. What new stuff do we got coming? You guys saw the little rope hat I was rocking around Montana in the honeymoon. That'll be coming soon. We're going to have some tier merch coming out, some tier one merch. Be on the lookout for all that good stuff. You know, the boy, good luck in training camp. We're not going to get to see you for a while. It's been a great time.
It's been an absolute pleasure, boys.
And we'll see what we got going. We have no clue what we're going to do during the season, but hey, you know, the boys are going to figure it out. But subscribe, rate 5 stars, leave reviews, hit the comments, all the fun stuff we've already talked about and sold our souls for. Big hugs, tiny kisses.
Big hugs, tiny kisses.
Big shout out to you guys. If you enjoyed this episode and love and support Bussin' with the Boys, go to whatever podcast platform you're on and subscribe to us. Leave a review, rate 5 stars. If you're already subscribed, unsubscribe and resubscribe again. It helps the boys climb the charts. And again, we wouldn't be doing this and can't do this without you guys and all of your support. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'd like to watch our show or these episodes, they're on YouTube at Bussin' with the Boys. We're also on social media at BussinWTB. You can follow us everywhere. Go buy our merch. You guys know that whole deal. But thank you so much. We are forever grateful for you. The biggest of hugs and tiniest of kisses. For the boys, always and forever.